Sometimes we have surprises that are pleasant and some that are not pleasant. Today I have a surprise that's very pleasant. I didn't know that the first communicants would be here this evening. But I love to be here when they receive their first communion because they receive it with great reverence. They seem to know exactly what they're doing. And for the first time, you see this great smile on their face as they receive the body and blood of Christ. I had a homily prepared, but I'm not going to use that. I want to talk to the first communicants about what the gospel is about. This week, this fourth Sunday of Easter, is called Good Shepherd Sunday because each of the three weeks after Easter are the three cycles that we have for readings deals with the Good Shepherd. Now, I'm going to ask, how many of you know a shepherd? How many of you know a sheep? You know a sheep? Where do you know a sheep from? Tell me. From a farm. Good. Most of us don't know sheep. Most of us don't know shepherds. But every year we have this Sunday where we talk about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And it's not the only Sunday. That shepherd, that image of Jesus as a shepherd, is a very, very important one to us in our faith, even though shepherds are not part of our ordinary life. Do you know what a shepherd does? What does a shepherd do? It herds sheep. And what do you think herding sheep means? They chase the sheep back to their place. Do they do anything else? Anything? Yes. They what? They keep them together? They keep them together, and that protects them, right? Anything else? Oh, there's a big important thing that they help the sheep to do. What does your mom do for you at breakfast, lunch, and dinner? She feeds you. And the shepherd makes sure that the sheep go to the place where they can be fed and where they can have water and where they can be refreshed. The shepherd often carries not a cane like mine, but one a little higher that's called a crook. And it's an instrument that he can use in many ways. He can use it as a cudgel to kind of protect the sheep against somebody who might try to steal them. And he can use it as a kind of little probe to make sheep go when they don't want to go. And he can use the little hook in the top to get the sheep down from a high rock or something where they're in danger and get them down to a place where they're safe. All those things that a shepherd does are the things that Christ does for us. And as the Good Shepherd, Christ is always at our side. We, in a sense, are Jesus' sheep. And he wants to keep us together. He wants to herd us. He wants to protect us. He wants to feed us. And the way he feeds us, most spectacularly, is in what you are going to do today. In the Eucharist, when Jesus gives himself to us so that we can become more like him, he gives us the bread and wine that become his flesh and his blood. And they are food that gives us eternal life. They are food that gives us strength, encouragement, all kinds of good things. So as you come up to receive the Eucharist today, remember in your mind and think about maybe over your shoulder that the Good Shepherd is there. Not his crook on your shoulder, but his hand on your shoulder. Giving you courage, giving you joy, and giving you great food. And be thankful.